International Overdose Awareness Day is held annually on August 31st to highlight the disease of addiction and reduce the stigma around drug-related deaths. Advocates and families met in Hartford today to commemorate loved ones. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
State flags flew at half staff to honor the thousands of people in Connecticut who have died from a drug overdose. That includes Toni Morrissey's son, Brian Cody Waldron, who died at 20 years old last August.
That small symbol means something. It shows our families, our kids, the fathers and the mothers, that we have not forgotten about them. They have not left our train of thought, regardless of all the other obstacles.
Morrissey and other surviving family members at the Capitol building brought attention to the rising rates of overdose deaths nationally and statewide. Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says the coronavirus pandemic has only made the death toll from the addiction epidemic worse.
Right now, we're on track to have more deaths in our state than the 1,200 we had last year. So we have a lot to do.
Advocates call for more federal funding, support for prevention and harm reduction services, and better treatment options for substance use disorder. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.